You're listening to Christian Ministry at allaboutfollowingjesus.org. Christian ministry can be summed up in the following statement: glorify God and serve man by fulfilling the Great Commandment and the Great Commission. The Great Commandment, indicated in Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40, reads as follows: love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second one is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. In Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, Jesus provides the Great Commission, which reads, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Christian ministry is service to God and man as an obedient Christian. A Christian servant ministers to God and man in acts of love. 1 John 4:11 tells us that since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. My Christian ministry began with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the first person I ever truly loved. I didn't know what true love was until the day I realized Jesus loved me first. He's the first person to ever truly love me with pure love. Now, discovering more and more about love as I get to know Him, I try my best to imitate Him, trying to love Him and all that is in His image. I always thought my love was an emotion or an impulse. Now I understand it's a decision. Love is to decide to be selfless in any situation. Love is joy. It is happiness that is not affected by circumstance. Love is peace. It is the utter lack of contention within a relationship. Love is patient. It is contentment while waiting. Love is gentle. It never intends harm. Love is good. Its intentions are morally perfect. Love is faith. It trusts no matter what the appearance of a situation. Love is meek. It surrenders and it serves. Love is temperate. It does not have a selfish appetite. I love by seeking to be joyful, peaceful, patient, gentle, good, faithful, meek, and temperate in every interaction, in every situation, as Paul taught in Galatians 5, verses 16 through 26. However, as hard as I seek to love, my very nature is not to love. It is my nature to be selfish, as referenced in Ephesians 2, verses 2 and 3. The fulfillment of the desires of my flesh over any other consideration is natural and appealing, as we learn in 1 Corinthians 2:14. Therefore, I must overcome myself and purposefully choose to be selfless. To merely speak of Christian doctrine while not observing Christian love is hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is conscious deception and willful selfishness, and therefore contrary to God, as taught in Titus 1:16. Therefore, actively practicing hypocrisy is contrary to Christian ministry. 1 John 3:18 explains that God wants us to love in deed and in truth. Thus, my Christian ministry is both to love God and man and to deny myself, as taught in both Mark 12:29-31 and Luke 9:23. It is my hope that eventually I will only choose to respond in love as I am changed, until all I am capable of doing is loving. The greatest blessing of Christian ministry is to share the love of Jesus Christ with others, to teach them of real love, God's love, demonstrated to us fully in Christ's selfless death upon the cross for our selfish rebellion against God. Truly, to share the death and resurrection of Christ with others is to participate in Christ's death and resurrection as the greatest act of love ever, as indicated by Paul in his letter to the Romans in chapter 10, verses 9 and 11. You've just heard Christian Ministry at allaboutfollowingjesus.org.